Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with my co-host, Eli Kapihe. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever felt like you've blown it? I mean, to the point where there's absolutely no hope of restoration because of what you've done? If you've ever felt that way or been close to feeling like that, you're not alone. Our guest today is here to share his story. His name is Pastor Ron Yoshida. Pastor Ron is the worship pastor of Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church, and he's also the Arts and Entertainment Gate Director of Transformation Hawaii. By the way, Transformation Hawaii has a big conference coming up, and you are invited. It's July 17th and 18th, Friday and Saturday, at New Life Church. The theme? Dysfunction to Destiny. You can find out more at transformationhawaii.org. And the reason we have this show, the reason why we're with you, is to remind you that God loves you, that God knows you. No matter what you're going through right now, how down you might be, God sends Pastor Ron Yoshida to share heart-to-heart with you that the saving power of Christ can bring redemption, restoration in your life. That's why Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ today calls you to himself. There is hope for all, and there is hope for you. Pastor Ron, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's awesome to be here today.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kaneohe, God's country, and grew up in a... Only recently did I really realize how wonderful my family was. My mom and dad worked for the state. I had an older sister, older brother, myself, and then my younger brother. We all went to Castle High School. Started growing when I was in elementary school. We actually went to church, and you know, we would sit around the table and eat dinner together. And but right around seventh grade is when my dad said, "Hey, you know, you don't like go to church, no need go." So I stopped going. And then back in, this was in the 60s, so rock and roll music was big time. My dad, seventh grade, he brought me one drum set, and I started my rock and roll career and did all the old songs, man. And but I managed to graduate CASO, man. It's talk about influences in my life, bro. It was rock and roll music all the way. And
yeah, so again, you led right into it. It's a question I typically ask. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I cannot point to any one person, except it was drugs and music and rock and roll, man. That was the influence, you know. And that's why it was the grace of God that I graduated. I tell you that right now. But I would say those were my main influences. Like I said, I had great parents, but you know, like any rebellious teenager, man, I was blind to that. Mm. Only now that I'm 60 years old and I have my own family, do I realize, wow, how much my family and my mom and dad, how much they really loved me and how much they were trying to be that influence, but I was hothead. I was one hothead Japanese boy.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, it was in 1973. You know, I had just broken up with my girlfriend that, you know, I thought I was going to marry her. And I was all bummed. And in fact, talk about your testimony. I remember one night I went up to the Pali Lookout and I said, "This is it. I'm done." And praise God, the wind was howling that night, and it blew me back. And but you know what, Danny? In that moment, I said, you know what? I'm going to just live unhappy for the rest of my life. But that was right around the Jesus movement, and I saw one of my friends accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And so he shared with me one day, he gave me the four spiritual laws, and he says, hey, check this out. When I read the prayer at the end, and it says, Lord Jesus, I need you, right there, I connected with that. I said, you know what? Man, I need Jesus. And so right there, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And it was so funny because I was playing in this band called The Funny Company, where Norman Nakanishi, Pastor Norman, was the drummer. And I remember accepting the Lord. And I remember one night after one of our breaks, I called Norman. I said, hey, Norman, you know what, bro? I got to quit the band because I just became a Christian. Norman looks at me. He goes, wow, Ron, you know what? I got to quit the band too because my mom been praying for me. And I think this is one sign. So both of us quit the band. The band broke up. And boom, that was it, man. The rest is kind of history. That's how I accepted the Lord. Started going to Winter Missionary Church, met Gal Chinen, started doing music right away in the church. And
so you did, went to a Winter Missionary Church. Gal Chinen was a pastor.
Gal was, he wasn't actually there. Joy, his wife, Nakakura, was there.
Okay.
But Cal would come and go, and he was in college at the time already. So
he was at Wheaton.
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting because Eli Kapihe is the pastor of Windward Missionary Church today. Eli, how does that connection make you feel?
Well, I think I'm in the right place because we get plenty of friends who can relate to Ron's story. So I remember one of our anniversaries, Ron, I asked Ron if he could come and minister to us, and he shared his testimony. And it was such a blessing because so many of our people can identify with his history, with his past. But also, the greatest thing is this, God's future over Ron's past, the blessing being greater than the curse. So the Lord has used Ron to be such a blessing to our church and to our family.
You know, going to Windward, because Windward went through a really tough time too when they basically changed the whole church, you know. And when I got to go back, because it was at Windward where I got married, a woman named Sue, and right away we had three kids right away. Nathan joined faith and started serving the Lord, just busy with ministry, not realizing that it was more important for me to learn how to be a husband and a father. I can see now, it was all about ministry. And the fall really came when I took my eyes off of the Lord and I got involved with somebody else. That was it. That was when I hit the skids, as they say. And I left my family. I got a divorce. Turned my back on the Lord. Basically fell away from the Lord. Mm. That was in 1985.
So you're in ministry. Going at full force. Full commitment. Married, three kids. And you make some decisions that change the course of your family's trajectory, direction. What do you feel, Ron, was the cause of that happening?
You know, we talk about spiritual fathering. I think back then I realized that I never really had somebody who I was willing to be accountable to. This was back in the 70s. After becoming a Christian, I grew up in a rebellious time. My generation, baby boomers, It's all about, hey, I'm going to do my own thing. Even after becoming a Christian, I realize now that was still such a strong part of me back then.
Would you have, if there was somebody who wanted to speak into your life, would you have been receptive of that?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. You know, I think Jesus had not become fully, I think, as I look at it now, he wasn't fully my Lord, man. I was living for myself. I was doing the ministry stuff. I was doing the pastor stuff. But deep down inside, you know, where was my personal relationship with Jesus? You know?
You know, Ron, I've known you for quite some time, and this is news to me. I mean, I know a little bit about your story about being rebellious, being stubborn, but now I know to even a greater clarity on how rebellious you were. Because now I know you, hard for me to find that bone in your body.
Wow.
What was the change to going from being a person who's saying, I'm going to do things my way, and as far as I've known you, you are a person who's the exact opposite. You say, hey, what is God's way? And you've been so submissive of all my working with you. Mm. What was the big transition, the change?
You know, to me it was like I kind of hit the bottom. I saw how my sin, and it was spiritual warfare too. I mean, I know as I look at it now, man, Satan was after me. Satan wants to break up families. But once I hit that bottom and I basically left my family living on my own without God, thinking that I was happy, but I really wasn't. I mean, I had no, in 1985, when all this happened and I just split, I had no desire to come back. I mean, even sharing that now, I just to paint the picture that it was bad. I mean, I just felt like, no, I'm not coming back to the Lord.
You know, this place that you're talking of in 1985, I think you're describing a point that led to you turning your back on God, turning your back on your family. I think from a spiritual standpoint, as a Christian, you can't get really any worse than that. But I think the contrast of it is, if we can look at it from the standpoint of hopefulness, is that in the dregs of our lives, in the moments of the greatest unseemliness, is when the Master comes and does His greatest work. He doesn't create something nice out of something just plain. He creates something magnificent out of something absolutely ugly, untouchable, unreachable. And He can do it in your life too, dear listener, today. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, nowadays, if you enjoy sports, if you like wrestling, if you like boxing, if you like martial arts, there's a sport that has emerged. It's called mixed martial arts. There's a thing called the UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship. And some exciting things go on in there. You might say, Danny, are you being an advocate of violence? I love sports, and I've always loved sports, and there's a certain level of vigor that comes. You say, Danny, you're just dancing away from the question, and maybe I am. Maybe I'm dancing and then, you know, tapping my toes, light-footed away from this. But there comes a point in the match where someone can, it's called, here's the parlance, you tap out. If someone got you in an arm bar, or if someone got you in a submission and you're about to go blackout, you tap. And when you tap, that's called a submission. There's a relation with that, tapping out, submitting in the lives of people. It may even have a relation with our guest today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Eli Kapihe. Our guest today, Pastor Ron Yoshida. Pastor Ron is a part of the Transformation Hawaii Movement. The Hawaii Conference is coming up July 17th and 18th. You can find out more about that at TransformationHawaii.com. They're dealing with dysfunction and destiny. That's what we're talking about today. I'm glad you're with us. You're in for a special treat here in this special feature.
You know, Ron, you've shared about the dysfunction of your past. You were actually on staff at Windward Missionary Church.
That's right.
You left the church.
Yep.
You left your family. So your family was in dysfunction for how many years?
About 4.5 years I had left. I had left the church January 85, and then I came back in about September of let me see, 1989.
When you say you came back, you came back to the Lord.
I came back to the steps of Moana Loa Gardens Missionary Church.
What brought you back, or who brought you back?
You know, as I think about it now, and it's as I share about this now, it brings back some kind of painful memories. But I feel like as I'm sharing now, I can feel God's presence right now, because no matter how painful my life was, and no matter that I left God, and I left Him. I mean, I never just half leave Him, and that's part of my personality. I'm a risk taker kind of guy. I'm a musician. You know what you expect, bro. I left God, man. I never just half leave Him. I left Him. But you know what? He never left me. I mean, I remember days I'm walking downtown Honolulu, man. I'm like drunk out of my brains. I don't know how I'm going to get home. But somehow, in the midst of this sin, this rebellion, God never left me. I could, hard to explain, man. I just knew that scripture that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I left him, but he never left me. And certain situations came up. I would bump into an old friend who was a Christian, and I would feel so guilty. Hey, Ron, how's it? What you doing? Oh, nothing, just cruising. And right there, the Lord would say, hey, I brought him right now so that you can start opening up your eyes.
So what was the feeling, as far as you can remember, and I'm sure it's pretty clear, on being accepted or received by the Lord in spite of your rebellious ways?
Bro, heavy, bro. I remember finally I said, you know what? That's it. I'm done running. And you know what? That was from God. Mm-hmm. You know where the Bible says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Come on. I came back to the Lord because of the grace of God.
And he accepted you
and
as you were.
And he accepted me as I remember walking in the church, Mon Logan's Missionary Church.
He never said, hey, get your act together.
No.
And then come.
Bro, he said, come. So I said, shoot. So I went and I sat in the back row, and Cal Chinen was up on a stage. He saw me walk in and he came to me. We hugged, we cried. And that was in 1989. And you know what? I said, man, this is, no matter how uncomfortable it felt, I said, you know what? I was made to be one Christian. I was made to be here today. I had no desire to be one pastor again. Just to be back in the house of God and accepted by God, that was it for me.
So that's amazing news, because we serve an amazing God.
Amen.
But at the same time, the reality is you still get a lot of work to do ahead, yeah?
Bro.
Because of the relationship with your family that you left behind. You can share a little bit about that. That's a lot of work.
That was the first step. And you know what, Pastor Cal? He met with me every week for years. And we would go through stuff. And he would talk about, we went back. He took me back to the church that I had been pastoring. I was an assistant pastor there that I fell away from the Lord. I went in front of the whole congregation. I asked for forgiveness. I went to all my children, you know, they were in high school already, and I had asked them to forgive me. I went to my family members. I went through this process of asking for forgiveness. And because Cal said, you know what, this is your journey back. And that was pretty painful, man.
How did the church respond?
You know,
what was that experience like?
You know what? It was unbelievable. People that I hurt, they welcomed me back. And here's the thing, Danny. Part of my head, I'm going, why are you accepting me back for? You know what I did? You know how much shame I brought to the family? Mm-hmm. You know what? My family accepted me back. I mean, it was tough for my family. You know, me, I'm the one who was the pastor, and I fall away, and then I come, and so I stopped going to family events, and we have a very close family. Every Sunday night, we would get together. My family accepted me back, but you know what? One of the hardest things was that in the midst of, in 1987, 88, when I was still away from the Lord, my dad, who was 64 years old, he got cancer, and he passed away. And I never had an opportunity to ask him for forgiveness. I remember he was in the hospital. Four of us children would spend time with him. So on one night, my sister went. And then the second night, my brother went. And then the third night, my younger brother went. And I remember them spending the whole night and them telling me, hey, Ronnie, oh, Dad was wide awake. I got to talk to him. I was crying. So I'm going, all right. It's my chance tonight. So I'm, and you know, I wasn't with the Lord, but I'm thinking, okay, this is my chance. I'm going to say, Dad, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, whatever, right? Even as not even back with the Lord. So I get to the hospital at 5 o'clock. I'm ready to talk to my dad. He's sleeping. He doesn't wake up. I wait till 8 o'clock. He's still sleeping. He starts breathing hard. I try to shake him. Dad, Dad. He still no get up. 11 o'clock, the nurses come in. Hey, you know what? You better call your family. I go, no, wait. I never have my chance yet. I never had the chance. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. All the family there. He breathed his last. Oh, I tell you something. You like talk about being so upset. Mm-hmm. And I guess part of me, I was mad at me, but I was also mad at God. God, why you never keep my dad alive?
You know, God, it has to be beautiful that the fact that you receive forgiveness from your past with the church, with your family. Was it hard to forgive yourself?
That was That was the whole thing. And you like talk about stronghold. It's a Vosso says this about a stronghold. He says, a stronghold is a mindset impregnated with hopelessness that causes us to accept as unchangeable situations that we know are contrary to the will of God. Mm-hmm. This thing about hopelessness, I felt like I could never change this hopelessness.
That was the biggest hurdle.
That was the biggest hurdle, because how can I forgive myself? Coming back to the Lord, right? And I mean, really, even up until a few years ago, battling with this, how can I forgive myself?
Somebody today is asking that same question. How can I forgive myself? To hear you sharing what you're sharing, for someone to put into words what a listener might be feeling, that in itself is a fresh washing, refreshing washing of hope. Mm-hmm. Pastor Ron Yoshida, Ron, when we come back, you know, we need to hear more. I do have a question. Ellie, I'm wondering, you talk about your dad. You knew your dad very well. You know what you went through. You knew what you put him through. You know how he would have felt. So I would wonder, when we come back from our break, I'm going to ask you, what do you think your dad would have said if you had the moment with him? Just to reflect back, how would Dad have responded to you, his son? Now we'll go to that. What do you say, Ellie, when we come back?
That's exciting. Stay with us.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Pastor Ron Yoshida. You don't want to miss this, okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Kahu Wendell Davis will share the inspirational story of Henry Opukahaia, the catalyst in Hawaii's Great Awakening. Deborah Lee, you're going to be encouraged by stories of those who have gone before us and set a godly legacy for our families. I'm speaking about Transformation Hawaii. The Transformation Hawaii Conference is coming up July 17th and 18th. That's a Friday and Saturday. The theme, From Dysfunction to Destiny. You can find out more, you can register, read more about it, get information at TransformationHawaii.org. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with my co-host, Eli Kapihe. And our guest today is Pastor Ron Yoshida. Pastor Ron is the worship director at Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church. And he's also part of the Arts and Entertainment Gate. He's the leader of that at the Transformation Hawaii movement. As we were speaking before our break, he talked about not having a chance to talk about his talk to his dad before his dad passed, about the hurt, the shame, you know, and him leaving his family. He was in ministry, serving the Lord, left the church, left God, left his family, but God was bringing him back. Pastor Ron, I wonder, you never had the chance, but what would your father have said? What do you think he would have said if you had the chance to share with him as you were being restored to fellowship?
You know, Danny, it was actually only as recent as a couple weeks ago that as I was praying with Pastor Cal, that Pastor Cal asked me as in prayer that exact question. What do you think your father would have said to you? Because, you know, I struggled with forgiving myself. And as I waited on the Lord and as I closed my eyes, I could hear my dad say, Ronnie, my son, I forgive you. You are my special son. And that no matter what happened in the past, I'm still your dad. And that I love you. And I tell you, in that moment, man, I just started weeping. Because, you know, growing up in one Japanese family, Oriental family, shame is such a big thing. And, but to hear my dad, and you know what, Danny, even now, God allows me to have dreams. Because my dad's in heaven. He was a Christian. And I remember when I came back to the Lord in 89, we had a men's retreat up at Camp Timberline. And this one night, I felt like the Lord say to write your dad a letter. So I wrote him a letter saying, Dad, I'm so sorry for leaving the family and for causing shame. Please forgive me. And I just wrote it out. I went up. It was a windy day, and I tore it up. And I just said, Lord, give this to my dad. And the letter went up to the sky, man. And then I remember a few months later, I had a dream. But I really believe it wasn't a dream, man. I believe the Lord actually let me see my dad in heaven. And my dad came running to me, and I came running to him. And I'm crying. I mean, in my sleep, I'm crying. And I finally realized, no, you know what? Because, you know, I talk about being a black sheep. I would always say, hey, man, I'm a black sheep. I'm a black sheep of my family. I can never let go of that description. And when Pastor Cal prayed with me and led me through that time, Pastor Cal said, is your dad telling you that you're the black sheep? And I said, wow. In that moment, I said, man, no way. My dad is saying, what are you talking about? You're my son, the one that does all the music, and when I need somebody to be the MC, I ask you. And I felt like my dad said, I'm proud of you, Ronnie. Changed my life.
So the Lord is our Redeemer. He restores everything that has been lost, that we have lost. So this relationship with your dad and this dream and this vision, you know, the data shows that nothing ravages a family like divorce.
Yeah. Wow.
It can really destroy a family for generations. And you've gone through one. But at the same time, the Lord has revealed to you that he can actually bring healing through a divorce. Actually, that he can mend the relationships through a divorce. So, you know, for those who probably have gone in similar path as you, and if you could share your story of hope and redemption on what God can bring through relationships that may be broken.
You know, this can sound crazy, but God restored. God, talk about God making all things new. And you know, my first wife Sue, she's an amazing woman of God, and she serves at the church. And you know, when I left, the kids were 5, 4, and 2 years old. And I think because of Sue and because of her commitment to God and raising the kids, and I was there as often as I could. And God's grace, when Nathan joined Faith, which is my three older ones, when they all graduated from college on the mainland, we all, and then this is after God had allowed me to marry Donna Hashimoto, my amazing, beautiful wife today, and we have my son Aaron, who just graduated Mornalo High School. We all went up to the graduation ceremonies for my Nathan joined Faith in college, and it was us, it was my ex-wife, it was Sue, it was her parents, and we all riding together in the van together.
So
go out, eat
all
together.
Of you guys,
everybody,
in the same car.
In the same car.
And what was the climate?
It was fine. We talking story. I mean, come on, that's crazy. And even to the point when Nathan was, I don't know, 2-3 years old, Sue, she would call me up and she would go, hey, during Valentine's Day, she would call me up. She would go, you know, why don't you bring Aaron over so you and Donna can go out for Valentine's Day? And if that's not God making all things new, but you know what? That also says the kind of forgiveness too and the kind of grace that Sue had.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes,
and to this day, you know, we get together. I mean,
you know, to take a road trip with just even a family by itself is really a testament. But to take it with people that we have hurt from the past, mm-hmm. and how God mm-hmm. has restored that, released forgiveness, enjoy people singing together, worshiping yep. the Lord yep. as a family going yep. up. How yep. long was the road trip?
Well, you know, we were there for about a week.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, today, Nathan joined.
And you know the jives on the mainland.
Exactly.
Right?
They're not 30
You're
minutes.
You're not going to Salt Lake to Cali, right?
You know, Nathan, Joy, and Faith, they're all serving the Lord today. They all love Jesus. My youngest, Faith, just got married last year. They celebrated 1 year on Saturday. Met this amazing man of God. Nate, Aaron, my son, just graduated from Wanlo High School. Is going to go to Point Loma on a music scholarship. He writes music. He plays cello. I get to minister today as a pastor. I get to walk in my gifting that I just really, really found out a few years ago as an evangelist. And I get to do funerals and preach the gospel. And at funerals, see people come to know Jesus. I get to teach a class called Undercover by John Bevere that talks about dealing with rebellious attitudes. I get to do that. And I see people's lives changing, especially us baby boomers that are now learning what it means to walk in the power of submission to authorities.
Distilled.
You know, just the good news, you know, the good life, a good mm-hmm. family, about how, because the relationship between a parent and child is mm. so critical. And once that is broken, it's impossible for that relationship to be restored unless Jesus shows up. And it's so awesome to see this testimony.
Certainly showed up in the life of Ron Yoshida, Pastor Ron Yoshida today, restored not only in the fellowship, but in leadership. He's gone through a process. He's gone through a restoration process. It has by no means been easy, but he's been shepherded. He's been mentored. Pastor Cal Chinen, you've heard Pastor Cal's name time and again. And he's been covered by the spiritual covering of Monlo Gardens Missionary Church, and the restoration has taken place. There's been a blooming in the midst of what would have seemed like just a pool of weeds, but a blooming, beautiful flower in the life of Ron Yoshida. So why does he share that? Why does a transformation conference feature people who tell stories from dysfunction to destiny? It's because it's possible for not only Ron to experience it. Dear one, it's possible for you. However messy it might be, God specializes in restoring. When we come back, Pastor Ron will have a special word for you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinanan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, perhaps someone might say, "Hey Danny, what are you actually doing here? I mean, are you just saying, hey, let's just make light of someone who leaves his family, someone who gets a divorce, someone who is, especially someone who is in leadership? What are you doing here?" And I would say, well, you know, those moments, as much as we hope, we wish, we pray that they do not happen in the body of Christ, if we're really honest with each other and we know what goes on, We don't have our head really hidden in the sand, as it were, so to speak. Moreover, when we consider the frailties of humanity and, well, the wonders of the grace of God and the need for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then I would say, my friend, I think that's a great question. That's a good question to ask. I'm glad to be pressed by that, but by no means are we glamorizing this, or are we condoning it, or are we endorsing it? No. What we are saying, though, is that in Christ there can be restoration, and that the restoration that Christ is able to bring to someone who's completely shattered is incredibly and explicitly, pristinely marvelous. Words cannot express how Ron Yoshida feels about being a restored man. And that's why at the Transformation Away Conference, they're talking about restored lives. So you're going to hear stories as stories about magnificent changes that have taken place in societies. Find out more at transformationaway.org about the conference, July 17th and 18th, Dysfunction to Destiny. Hey, it's something that will build you up like you've perhaps never been built up before. Well, Pastor Ellie, I know you had something to say or to ask.
Yeah, Pastor Ron, you know, I think so many, in fact, this is for the listener that maybe have blown it just like you, and they have abandoned their loved ones, forsaken their marriage, neglected their kids, and just leave. Maybe not because they don't no longer love their family members, but for whatever reason, driven by other outside influences, have caused them to abandon and neglect their family. And maybe it's been for quite some time right now, and now they want to go back and restore a relationship with their spouse and with their kids and make things right. But oftentimes that can be so difficult, that could seem like Mount Everest to them, impossible for them to accomplish. And I would like to encourage you, if you could, to just give a word of prayer and encouragement, and to give hope, especially from a person who has been down that path, been in a valley, and yet, by the grace of God, have been able to rise to the summit with the blessings. Not only rise to the summit alone, but also have your family intact as well.
You know, I just want to, if somebody is listening right now, and they're in the situation that I was in when I had left the Lord, or and this person, if you're feeling like it's done already, no use go on already. I want to share with you that Jesus said that He comes to make all things new. When I came back to the Lord, that one scripture that somebody gave to me from Joel, book of Joel, that said, "I will restore, I will repay you for the years that the locusts have eaten." What I've learned is, in my sin, in my selfishness, and I agree with Danny, I am in no way trying to glamorize any of this. I trust you folks can hear my heart, that this was a painful time in my life. But one thing I do know, that through the pain, God is there. I remember Alan Cardenas shared this one phrase. I don't know if he got it from somebody, but how God can take a mess and turn it into a message. And that's where I'm at now. And if you're there, and if you're feeling like it's over, I want to tell you, it's not over. I want to tell you that Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now. And it takes you saying, "All right, I surrender all. That's it. I'm done running." And you know what, though? That's the first step. You make that first step. And it's so important that you get plugged back in to whoever your spiritual leader is, whoever your somebody that can be a spiritual father, a pastor, somebody. Because the journey back is not easy. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not easy. But it's the only way you're gonna be able to achieve the destiny that God has called you to do. So I want to encourage you.
Somebody resonates. Let's say they're leaning in. They're inclined. They say, "Well, maybe there is hope. My heart is open. Even there's a crack of hope that maybe before this program didn't exist." Mm-hmm. Someone else might be saying, "Well, I'm so grateful because, man, I'm at the end of my rope, mm-hmm. and I'm feeling hopeless." But here you are, and dear friend, as you listen today, you may or may not have even prayed for God to reveal Himself to you. If you have, God has answered your prayer. And if you haven't, God has moved in your life. This is an opportune time. But divine power, a movement of God is needed. And often God moves as we pray. Pastor Ron, can you lead in prayer for this dear one who may be in a point of struggle, but on the verge of transformation?
Amen. Heavenly Father, I want to just come now in Jesus' name. And I want to pray for this one person that's listening right now who wants to give up, who says there's no hope. Father, You are the God of hope. You are the God of forgiveness. You are the God of healing. You are the God who says, "Come to Me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that You would come to this one person that's listening now, that's saying, "I can't do it." Father, I pray now that You would touch this person wherever he or she is now, mm-hmm. that You would let this person know that if they turn to You, God, You will make all things new. You will bring them back. You will bring them back into on the journey back to destiny. Father, I pray in Jesus' name,
yes,
that you would break the hold of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you would just hold on to this person and let them know your agape, your unconditional love, that you can make all things new, because that's the business you're in. That's what you do, God. You are the God of new beginnings. And so, Father, I pray now for a new beginning for these that are listening, that are feeling hopeless. Impart your hope, God, not the hope that the world gives, but your hope, yes, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Ron, this is, I believe, as someone listens today, a swell of, maybe a swell of just a warm touch from the Lord, to be an assuring hand of uplifting, mm-hmm, for them.
Amen.
I've been encouraged in listening to you, and I'm grateful for you sharing your story.
Amen. Thank you,
today,
Danny. Thank you.
It's a marvelous story of restoration. And Brother Ellie, amen, Pastor Ellie, thank you for being with me and joining with me as my co-host today with Pastor Ron.
Mahalo for the blessing, Danny.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you in your ministry.
Amen.
Thank you. Dear one, I hope, as you've heard Pastor Ron Yoshida, that you are moved to hope, moved to restoration, moved to fulfill your destiny. You know what? God's timing is indeed perfect. And as I always say, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus, as Pastor Ron has, with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I put a special presentation together for you. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Joel 2:25, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. The great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Pastor Ron Yoshida. Find out more, transformationhawaii.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Ellie Kapihe, my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.